today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our study about the church and what the modern church should look like, what I believe the Bible tells us that the modern church should look like. So I hope you'll join us. Stay with us as we consider God's Word today. As we begin, I'd like to ask you to do something for us. Would you pray for us? Pray, first of all, that God would help us to grow this ministry. We are right now looking at the possibility of adding several stations to the Consider His Word broadcast, and we would really like to expand the ministry and to get the Word of God out to more communities and to more cities across the country. And so would you please pray about that with us, that we could see this ministry grow and see this ministry expand? You know, we have several people that help sponsor this broadcast, that give toward this broadcast. And if you'd like to do that, certainly we would be very grateful and very thankful for it. And so pray about that. Pray about expanding our ministry. Pray for the Consider His Word ministry. Put us on your prayer list and pray for us every day that God would use this ministry for His glory. By the way, one way to remember to pray for us is to put us in your prayer journal. Oh, you don't have a prayer journal? Write to us. We'll send you one. If you just simply write to us and tell you where you're hearing this broadcast, and of course give us an address, we'll send you one of these little prayer journals. These little journals will fit in your shirt pocket, easily fit into a purse, even fit into your pants pocket. I carry one on Wednesday night, and as we receive prayer requests, I write them down in my prayer journal, and I can remember to pray for the prayer requests all week long. We'd love for you to have one. Again, simply write to us. There's three ways you can contact us. One, just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Secondly, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and there's a place there where it says contact us, and you can contact us through the website. Now, another way, of course, is to simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get for the prayer journals are through people that simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you please pray for this ministry? We've been talking about what the church should look like today, and certain, I think, guiding principles that ought to be in every church. I believe that every church should have these things. And we're going to go through several of them. It's going to take us a few weeks. And you can go back and hear the first part of this message from last week. If you just go to the website and click on radio programs, you'll find that message there. So the very first thing you should look for in a church that we have been talking about was that it would glorify God. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew. He said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." One thing I think we ought to remember is that this is God's church. It is the church that should glorify Him first of all and foremost. Again, Psalm 29:2, "Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So I believe the church ought to be a place where God is glorified first and foremost. The next thing I'd like for us to think about today is that the church ought to be a place where God is loved. And I know this kind of goes along with the first point of giving God glory. But you know, in many churches, they love the preacher, they love the Sunday school teacher, they love the music, but do they really love God? I want to go back to something that the Bible says in the Old Testament about loving God. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to read quite a bit, so I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. Now, this is called the Great Commandment, and it's called the Great Commandment because that's what Jesus called it. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 4, the Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." The Great Commandment. To love God first, to love him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and all of your soul. And notice this scripture tells us not only to do that ourselves, but that we ought to teach this to our children. Do you suppose this is where we see so much hate in the world today because parents have not taught their children to love God first? I think it's possible. In fact, I think it may be a reality that we're not teaching our people to love God, not teaching our children to love God with everything. He said to talk to them about it, to teach them diligently. Talk when you sit in your house and when you walk in the way and when you lie down, when you rise up, talk to your kids about loving God all the time. Now, here's the thing. When you come into a church, one of the things you ought to see is people that not only glorify God, but that love God and love his word. Now, you see, our love for God is shown in our obedience to God. John talked about this way back in his little book in 1 John. So I want to go back there for a few seconds. In fact, we're going to be looking at 1 John quite a bit today. So in 1 John chapter 5, John said this, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You see, our love for God is shown in our obedience, in living for him. Do people know that you love God just by how you live? Remember, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." People ought to know that you love God just by how you live. Now, certainly it's important to tell them and to give testimony and to be a witness, but they ought to see it just in how you live. When we talk about loving God, it ought to be more than just lip service. It ought to be seen in your lives. Can people see your love for God? Can they see it when they come into your church? Can they see that they love God? Now, the second thing is very close to that. We go over to Matthew again in Matthew 22, and Jesus was speaking. This is toward the end, obviously, of his ministry. It's late in the book of Matthew. Jesus said something that was very important. In fact, it came up as a question from a lawyer at first. This is in Matthew 22. I'm going to begin reading in verse 34. It's when somebody came and asked Jesus a question. It says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together, and one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, 'Master, What is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. We just read that. And then he said, This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. He said we not only ought to love God, but we also ought to love people. It's by how we love people that people know we're Christians. Remember, Jesus told the disciples in John 13:35, By this shall men know that you're my disciples, if ye have love one to another. I'm afraid that in some churches, and I've been in these churches, I'm speaking from experience, where you walk in and it seemed like a battleground. And there was very love being shared by people in that church. You know, in our church here, one of my favorite times in our morning worship service is when we give people time to go around and shake hands. And we say, go around and shake hands for a moment. And people go around and begin shaking hands. But in our church, you see many of them hugging each other because they're showing their love one for each other. It's got to be seen in our obedience to the Lord to show we love God and that we love people. Again, John spoke of this over in the little book of 1 John. I want to go back to 1 John again. Beginning in verse 12, Jesus said, Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, as God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Notice the love begins with God's love for us, passes through us to other people. We ought to love those who come into our church. We ought to love those who are in our church. And we ought to love those who come into our church and show them love by meeting their need. Again, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, John pointed this out this way. He said, But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And so we show that love by meeting the needs of people who come into our church. So it comes down to this, that every church should glorify God, it should love God, and love people. Look for that kind of church. Our time is gone. Join us again next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.